and there's no Isa Lahatzir, Kleis Chukas, which we spoke about earlier, you're not making it clear at all. You're just rubbing a little bit. That's why it's mutter, fine. Then he told us about soft contact lenses. Soft contact lenses. Okay. Now, we get to the hard ones. We'll take a little bit further back, the opening page, it's called page Shin Pei Dalet. There's nothing wrong, you can't launder your dishes. It's made of something hard. You can't launder your desk. Right? And he says he thinks that hard lenses are the same thing as that. But soft lenses is not so simple. Soft lenses is not so simple. Okay? Let's explain what it's all about. It says, oh, I should read it to you or click carefully. Soft lenses, don't put them in a special liquid, it's called nozel nikui, some special kind of liquid, because the Easter of Liblin, whoa, Easter of Liblin, you'll say that the soft lens is treated as ore, right, because it's like leather. Okay, we'll see if that's true or not. He says, look, Shriyasa Zal Kibbutz, it does not apply to leather. That's in water, he says. In water. But if you put it in some kind of a special cleansing solution, he thinks you can't even put leather into such a solution. Oh. This is what it says over here. This is on page Shin Pei Zion. It's called Sif Yud Aleph. Then he refers you to what he says later on. Shin Tzadi Tes. Give you the page number so you can look at it later on yourself. Watch this. What about putting into plain solution? So look at it in the back. Simon Hay, the very, very end. So I'll give you the page numbers later on. The short version of it is, are they like or not like or? In one way, they are like or, because when they're not in liquid, they become hard. Like, I mean, I don't mean hard, but they're a little harder, and they look like a little bit like plastic. And you can't squeeze anything out of them. Soft lenses, you can't squeeze any liquid out of them. That's what it tells.
Yeah. So soft lenses, if you leave them out of the solution for a couple of minutes, they dry up and become like very hard, like almost brittle.
Right, hard. And you can't squeeze anything out of them. So that's why it should be like R. On the other hand, maybe it's like begging. Why? Listen carefully. These soft lenses, I guess they're made a special way, can absorb more water than even the leather sometimes. Because apparently they're made to absorb water. I keep them soft, I guess, in the eye. He doesn't know. So let's assume the best case scenario. It's like, oh. Okay, great. No problem. What's the problem? And even if you'll say, it's like Beged, well, we know the sheet of the Tosfos with a clean Beged, there's no Easter of Sharia. At least She'ein v'skavel l'nakosa, which we spoke about. That's the Ikub Sak Halacha L'Shita Zu. Only Machla, the Ramah, the Chumar, Ben Atami calls only B'derech L'chluch. So we can say that, you know, maybe it's treated as Or. He's not sure if it's Or or Beged. Even if it's Beged, it's Mut, if there's no L'chluch on it, according to the first Shita, and if it's a combination of factors, he permits it. Then he says, wait a second. Now this is a real science. Why must they be clean in the first place? One, because there's a certain little amount of dust, like a certain amount of little dirt that can somehow cling to these lenses. Two, chelbonim. Who knows what chelbonim means? Who knows modern Hebrew? Proteins. Proteins. Hamufashim ayin, which come out of the eye. V'nichnasim ba'adashotu machirim also. I don't know the science of this. Certain products come out of the eye and they get into the soft lenses and they make them cloudy. As far as the avok, he thinks no problem at all. It's on top of it, like the feather on your jacket. It's where more rice, you can take the feather off. Says whenever dirt is on top of a soft lens, it's on top. It's not in at all. That's okay. What about the proteins? The mumchim say, mumchim, they ask experts, that this kind of simple solution, which has no cleansing agent in it, will not remove the proteins. Therefore, according to Rabbi Vosner, Rabbi Karel, it's permissible to put it in this regular solution. Rabbi Yoshev is a little bit more machmir. You know what you do? Before Shabbos, you clean them. And then if you clean it before Shabbos, then you can put it into this plain liquid, even on Shabbat Friday night as well. Atkan is summarizing on page Shin Sadi Tes, the opinion of these Gedolim. All right, fine. But this is just the beginning. You have the whole Arichas at the back, page Tov Kuf Nun Zayin. Whoa. It's the very end. Yeah, they have some chivas in the back of something called Birui Halacha. Okay, so it's the very, very end of the Sefer. The whole background. Go to the whole swig over here.
The difference between him and Rabbi Yeshua was that he considers it already, in general, just to be clean before.
Correct. And Rabbi Yeshua says, you know, to play it safer, make sure you clean it before Shabbos, and then you can do this, put into a non-cleansing solution. That's what he says.
Maybe I don't understand how that helps. Whether it's dirty or clean, if you're holding, either it's just so that you do so or it's not.
Well, look, if it's clean, according to the first day, even if it would be on beggar, you wouldn't say shiasu that you lose. If it's clean, a clean beggar, it's all the tosis. That's what you're on, the first day. Okay? Fine. Okay. Now, what is this thing? So let me go to, I'm skipping pages to save time. Tav Kuf Nun Tes. What is it? How do you treat this thing? If the pshat is, as we mentioned earlier, that leather does not absorb, this is like beggar, it does absorb. It'd be a problem. But since, I read you, Haladasha Haraka, the mama or the marital of plastic or nylon. The chenish is tapik shemadina ka'or, he mutal the shos of the mayim. In other words, even though it absorbs, we should treat it like plastic or nylon, because the way it looks. What does that mean? What does that mean? Either it means based upon what it's made from, or it means, we mentioned yesterday in Shia, it's not in the tavnis urea that we mentioned yesterday. A tablecloth is a problem because it's spread out. But we said a pacifier, which is a shaped like a kli, not like a garment, we can be more makel based upon what I call the tsura. The tsura. I mean, that's what he means. Oh. Then he talks about this chelbonim. Talks about this as well. He says as follows. Proteins. He calls them, that's what he calls them. I wasn't sure what chelbonim meant, but somebody calls them protanium and proteina. I said, that's what means proteins. Okay? They're invisible. Ain't no dover on near the iron. Maybe there's no thing of leaving at all when it comes to proteins. Then he says, Svarazu ain't a mechrachas klal. Why? Why not? We don't measure with microscopes. No, not so simple. Teba adosha, im lo yinaku osa, the meshech tkufa shal kamayamim. Again, that's what he tells. I don't know anything about this. If you want this on our page, tough kuf sal. If you don't clean it for a few days, teofecha adosha lios achura, it'll get cloudy. Anyone here can vouch for this or confirm or deny?
Yeah,
you there you go. Okay, so, okay, good. Yeah. I guess maybe they wear Kleinex themselves. I don't know. So maybe. Now, here's the word. Why should it not matter? Why should it not matter? What's the difference? It is as follows. Because, of course, Abdenezer Kufnu Zayin, the Libu and the Rak, the Nagos, Chazusa, see out the Rebbe. Rebbe comes through again. But the Rebbe said, all the laws will depend upon chazusa, how it looks. So if it would never cloud up, and would remain to the naked eye clean, then who cares if proteins? Wouldn't matter. So now the question is going to be, if it's microscopic, it doesn't matter. It's not microscopic, it's just not the problem right now. It's a question of love the Shashayla. Right now, there's no problem with Chazusa. Looks perfectly clean. So what's wrong? Do it. But if you left it for 3 days, then Bitsira for the 3 days will no longer be invisible. How do we treat this? How do we treat this? I'm not sure. So he wants to suggest that even if you'll say that it's a problem, he suggests Lo Shayach Va'isa Torah Klal. It's not a Daraisa. That's his pilpul on top of Tokum Sarah. What do you say? Should we say you don't want it to become cloudy in 3 days? So he's Machshiv as a Lichluk Shenanika case. Right now you can't see it. But he's Machshiv because you know 3 days from now it's going to get, it's going to join with the rest of it, it's going to become a problem. That's a, he thinks it's Malab, he's not sure. But he thinks, well, maybe it's not a Daraisa. Whoa. Yes, however. All right, but
that still counts,
I think it counts. It's functionally cloudy. Oh, he wants to know, can you put it in pure water or what they call saline? And they actually have the word in English here, S-A-L-I-N-E. I think it's the only word in English in the whole book. Saline. I want to make sure you knew. At first they had it in Hebrew, but they just make sure you know what it is. And you put it in English. Wow. What's the purpose of this saline according to the experts? Shmiras rakus adasha. Just to keep it fresh. Veloni kuyo. It's not meant to clean it. And derech me'adam nishol spinoza zeka shei minyonel nenakos adasha. They buy the super stuff, which has cleansing agents in it. So he wants to know, it might be usher anyway. Anyway. Why? Because the problem is, some dirt will be cleaned off by this liquid. It's no less than water. She also said kibuso. Maybe it's not head. What's that? The first day, we said before, it's nucky. It's considered nucky right now. Right now it's nucky. Oh, he has a bold letters. I don't know if there's any bold letters in the sefer. There are a few. Bold. V'yiskavnu lehedya ach berak lematora shmiras rakos hadosh lo lematora sanikun. Hinni mukun amizumin. My contact lens and the solution is saline only for the purpose of keeping it fresh and soft and not for the purpose of cleansing. Why is that? Because he passed the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, even though those who are only makil if you don't have kavana leisur, which is based upon the smag. I told you, my reading the Ramah is not that way. I won't ever mention anything about kavana, but Mishnah Berurah said it. So that's what he said. You have to bold letters. I didn't read the Ramah, I told you. Okay, then he goes further. Watch this. As an umdud demuchach, you don't do it for to keep it soft. Because if you wanted to clean it, what would you use? The super stuff that he uses during the week. See, if you wanted to change the solution, you have to have two solutions. One solution for 6 days a week, that's the clean, you know, whatever that's called. And a special Shabbos solution, which does not have that cleansing agent. And the fact that you changed it indicates, brackets. It's going to get clean. From the proteins, and it's nichole, not lo nichole. He wants it, it shouldn't be mitzvah and be called a problem. He's as follows: the reed in the first day, but also shrias begin nucky out of a miskavin lehed to let akoso below bein a miskavin option psikreishah the nichole. How can that be? We know psikreishah the nichole is like miskavin mavish. I told you this before. I'm saying it again. When something is prohibited and you want to be moderate to davashen and miskavein, then segregation of the nichole kills the head. But here, fundamentally, it's mutter. If you have kavana, it asks it, according to the smart. If the kavana is an oser, not lack of kavana being a matir, then segregation of the nichole does not rise to the level of kavana. That's what he means in this bracket statement over here. That's what it means. I mentioned this before. Let's read a little bit too. Yes.
Could one say also already compared Malabe to Boder, if it's not something that you would do, if it's something you would do without it, so it's not like you did
it. You could do without it for one day. Yeah. You can't do without it forever. That's not so problem. Not so simple. Oh. Then he goes further than that. Rabbi Natan doesn't like the kula of Naki. Yeah. Look, maybe it's considered to be like or. So it's a combination of factors. Number one, maybe it's or the Shri is mutter. And if you'll tell me it's beged, the first to paint toast is mutter anyway. If you have kavana, only to keep it soft. And now the last line. I'll read the last paragraph on this page, Tavkuf Sana. In this machal edus hamum chesetanu, if they went to special milayim and chutzlars, shachomer anal einu menake klalas achelbonim proteinim neadasha, as they evsha she'af adasha benetam, you had the lishus adasha bechomer. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do. It doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't accomplish anything. So then it's no problem. There's no problem. No problem. Aye, there's avak, that's on top, as we said earlier. Comparable to a feather. And he says on the next page, Tavkuf Samach Aleph, but shimshuf, but as far as wiping it, that removes his chelbonim advukim, right? Don't do it, he says. The mumchim say, there's no need to do it every day. I never had contact lenses, but you do it every other, if you skip Shabbos, every day it's supposed to go like this, skip one day a week, it won't harm you. Then Rabbi Yoshev. This is our last thing about Rabbi Yoshev. This is the next Tshuva Rabbi Yoshev, page Tavkuf, Samach Beis, and Gimel. I'm not mistaken, it's printed in Rabbi Yoshev's Kovetz Tshuvas as well. So you should clean them on Friday, as we said. Clean it on Friday. Okay? Because once you clean it all the way, there's no longer any kibbutz. Oh. Then he quotes the Alter Rebbe, it's against him. Shurisi, Shulchan Aruch Harav, he quotes it, Rabbi Yoshev quotes the page, Tavkuf Samach Gimel. Yesh Cholkim Yomim, Shav Beged She'en Olav Shum Lichluch, Shuyaso Zui Kibuso, this we know. Then he adds, Atim Libuno Matzil Me'od, it was very clean, so you can't put any water on it whatsoever, Aval Pishen Miskav Lelibud, Tipsigreshu. Now you're a toast. Says the Rabbi Yoshi, he's not afraid to argue. Draws out Sarachian. If an open shah beggar nucky, vein bo shum tsorach betalez b'shuyoso, velo na sekan kol malacha, umashayach inishum segresha. Then he found that they have an azer, asking to alter Rebbe, v'tsorachian, minayin, lo, ze. No malacha. No malacha. So Rabbi Osai, I have the following shayla. If Rabbi Yoshev is right, and nothing is done, why can't I put it in the regular solution? I don't have to. I imagine I'd never use contacts. It's a pain in the neck to have two different solutions, you know, the weekday one and the Shabbos one. I want to use only the regular one. LMI! You're afraid that this solution does something? Rabbi Yoshev himself said, Lo Natsa Malacha! Nothing was done. Nothing happened. What kind of segregation? Nothing happened. Nothing happened. So if nothing happened, nothing happened. I, Shriyasa Kibusa, no. He says, Al Rebbe is wrong. And if it's completely clean, it can't do it. I, the post can argue, presumably, it's like that rush that we saw, and according to the Mishnah Brura, that it is chakras to it. There's some blacking to it. Something that's not so clean. And therefore, even though there's no teeth upon it, nothing mud and no blood, just, I can tell you the collar gets a little bit blackish, a little bit dirtyish, so that could be also a violation. But he says, if you have clear contact lenses, again, he says, if you wash it before Shabbos, just before Shabbos, it's completely clean, and you put it a few hours later into the solution, before you go to sleep, nothing happened. I'm asking Charlotte, I don't know about contacts. When a person puts on contact, what happens? You put it on in the morning, take it off and go to sleep? That's what happens? It's in there the whole day. So, again. Throw them out. Throw them out. Okay,
good. Yeah, but you warm them
there. Some people
throw them
at the end of the day, or you put them in
a
solution and then you wear them
again
the next day.
Right. Well, that's. And if you could wear them many times, if they're not disposables. Right. Just keep a solution every night. So, the question is. how makad must you be if you wanted to have this kula to satisfy Rabbi Yoshev's requirement, which is a pain in the neck. If you're used to having the context on every single day, from morning to night, as many hours as that is, now he wants you, you know, I guess when you go into your shower before Shabbos, take out the contacts, let them sit in some kind of cleaning solution. How long does it take? 5 minutes? How long does it take?
6 hours.
6 hours?
Depends. So many different kinds.
Different kinds.
That's dry.
So there are cleansing solutions that
would
you have to...
But you know what I'm saying? I don't want...
What type of solution?
He's...
It don't get mostly clean if you put it into 5 minutes. But they do recommend to leave it in for water if they're really soaks against
it. Yeah, because you're sleeping anyway.
What?
You're sleeping anyway. You put it when you go to sleep. They don't know about people that sleep only 1 hour a night. They don't know about that. They only sleep 6 hours a night. They said 5 or 6 hours. The average person sleeps 5 or 6 hours at least.
There's some solutions that it's a chemical reaction and it takes 6 hours for the solution to become a saline solution that their blood wouldn't burn your eyes anymore. But that whole reaction
takes
6 hours.
I don't know about that. Kitzanimus, I'm saying I want it to, I don't know. The Shabbos is makil on both sides, only in saline solution. And part of his cool is the fact that you had a different solution for Friday night than you have 6 nights a week. That indicates it's not the kavanah for the kiyus, and then it's better. But once Rabbi Yoshua comes along and says, if it's clean before you started, lo nasek malacha. By his own logic, lo nasek malacha. He knows that shiur kibusa, if it's perfectly clean, maybe. Look, Rabbi Yoshua is going to be Moser before Shabbos. So before Shabbos, coming up in the winter time, it's 4 o'clock. I don't go to sleep until midnight. I still learn, I'm still learning a little bit. So it's 8 hours later. Rabbi Yoshua is Moser. You're allowed to put it into the center 8 hours later. So then maybe, if it's not 8 hours, but it's 16 hours, the time you get up in the morning to go to sleep at night. So that's... Might not come in 8 hours or 16 hours. That's why I'm saying. He insists. He says, "In my rochs, the masadosh is magap lifnos erev Shabbos." Yeah, but you still have 8 hours. Now you go on the internet, find out what's between 8 hours and 16 hours. If it's in your eye, it makes that much of a difference. My guess is it probably makes very little difference. They wanted to extend Rabbi Yoshua's kula for those who find it a pain in the neck. That was an extra special solution just for Friday night. If Rabbi Yoshua's logic is correct, well, not so come along. After 8 hours, it may spread you up to 16 hours also. Yeah, so if you have a saline solution, that's great. But then they all seem to agree that you can be making. But even I'm saying, I don't know, what do people use? What people throw them out these days, so this whole thing is moot. Those who throw them out is moot. Do most people throw them out today? No?
It's still significantly more expensive to do the hard ones last for a year.
You know why? She's a chazal tamachach. She can't afford to have so many expenses. She wants to sit and learn. That's a mesiras nefesh of an ancient scholar. You see that? Meiridik. You have to look at the bright side of things. Meiridik. Okay, good. I don't know anything about hard, soft. I never tried this. I don't know anything about it. But I'm just giving you what it says in the svarim. It's important to understand. Okay. Nara bosai.
What about... Rebbe was saying that nothing happened. I don't understand why Rebbe said nothing happened. I thought Rebbe Yashin's argument was that nothing happened if you were using the saline solution. If you're using
saline solution, right.
If you're using the other solution.
Because it's not dirty. What's the other Rebbe's for? If it ain't broke, you can't fix it. You can't fix it. Because the Alter was talking about the garden, about Beged. Not talking about or. He's talking about Beged. You take my shirt. My shirt is sparkling white. Says out the Rebbe, you can't put it in the water. And Rebbe says, why not? How do you know? Maybe the case of the clean is with a Rosh Shachris. In other words, it's my color. I can tell you. You put it in the water, it's going to come a little bit cleaner. But if it just, it's perfectly clean, nothing's happening. So if nothing's happening, you can put 150 chemical solutions, but nothing's happening. It's already clean before you started. That's Rabbi Yosher's argument. If that argument is correct, I don't see what difference, what kind of solution you use, if it's correct. The Rebbe is the Rebbe. If you're a Chabad Chosid, you can't follow this
pesach. Rebbe thinks that if you just rely on like the Thursday night, wash it
off. If you leave it the whole Thursday night, all the 6 hours, make sure it's as clean as a whistle, Thursday night, I don't see, you'll look on the internet, find out. Is it that much of a difference? As clean as a whistle on Thursday night, you put it on at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's going to throw out of time. Okay, that's it. Person, you know, he sleeps for 8 hours. I'm just thinking out a funny day. Goes to sleep at midnight, wakes up at 8, and Shabbat starts right before 4, goes to again midnight. So the 3 8-hour clips. So Rav Yosher says, clean it at 4 o'clock, before you light candles. Oh, then it's okay. And I'm saying, if that's okay, maybe if he was in solution for 8 hours from midnight to 8 a.m., should also be okay. I don't know. I check if it's that much of a difference. Then I'm saying, number two, if the whole head, why it's put, because nothing's happening, it's already clean, then who cares what kind of solution you're using? Same logic. That's my 2 hours. I'm not upset about contact lenses. I want to talk now about synthetics. Synthetic cloth, synthetic materials. Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. And I'm going to have the old one, who has a new one? So that I'm calling, the things I'm calling from the new one, I have at home on the new one. Here I have the old one. So if you can figure out one from the other. Perek Tesvov Siv Zion. That's in the new one. If you have the new one with you, you can in the back they tell you what's what. You know, there's a whole chart. Here I think it's Sivov. Vegas Shaosim Chomer Tahor Shal Sivim Sintetiyim Below Taruva Sivim Tivian. Okay. Mutal the Shrot of Amayim. You can put it in water. Why? Because synthetics, it's like R. Okay, fine, good. But also l'shavshet chalak of zebazeh, or l'shavshet also biyad of amadlis, as we saw before, even by R you can't do actual kibbutz proper. Can't do kibbutz proper. He wants to suggest it's even better than R. It's even better than R. Okay, that's Ha'ara Chav. What does he say? He says, not finding it here. And the new one, it's Ha'ara Chav Zayin. Oh, it's here, it's Chav Dalet. Efshe the Odet Me'or. It's better. It's made from, like, they have these kids, you know, he talks about in Sifhei over here. He has Michlisei Tinek, Asuyim, Gumi, or Nylon, plastic. They have these baby things that want to make sure it doesn't, you know, it's made from, whatever it's made from. Rubber, plastic. It's better than R. Other than R. Kevin Shenebolea Klal. It's like creates. But at the end of the day, Rishlam was on after saying this, says, Ein lahakul b'svara b'davar shi'itachen shebichlal sveika d'araisa, end quote. On the one hand, he wants to say it's at the gummer. And the other hand, he says, well, I'm chickening out because maybe it's an isa d'araisa. Wow. What's the source? But we're not done yet. What happens, he says, if there are, listen carefully, what will happen if the garment, which is made of synthetic, has some chut, is tougher b'chut misivim tivian. In other words, the fundamental product is made purely of some synthetics. You know, they have these rayon, nylon, all these kind of funny synthetics. But then, the seams are sewn together with regular cotton, with regular wool. That's a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem. Why? Now we the Orach Shabbos, since we have him open from before, he's great. Page Tuf Aleph. Tuf Aleph. Listen carefully. Why? One second. He says like this. There's no schita d'oraisa b'seyar, Rabbi Halacha said, goes on beggar the orug b'seyarizim. So too, beggar the orug b'seyarizim sintetiyim. He's not so sure, this is Orach Shabbos. Why not? Kevan shariga shall see him halo, these synthetic ones. Tzfufa ma'od. It's made like a regular shirt. Sheva gormi beggar also b'seyarizim. If you ever used to schita them in a Torah, series him. He assumes it's only with the Rabbana. This is worse. The Halacha says that Schita Daraisa can apply to a beggar or a miser isim, and here too. And here it's even worse, maybe. Schita in the Torah. Why is only the Rabbana? The Beseir is only the Rabbanim. So the Halacha equated Seir on your head with Seir in the garments. This is worse. The Seir on your head will absorb less. This is going to absorb more. It's closer together. He wants to say it's worse. Wow. On this basis, he says you cannot Lishitaso pay Shin Tzadiches Beged Ha'orog B'chutim Sintetiyim Nirish Yesh Bo'is Shriya. Of course, on the bottom, Harigat Tzufa Meod, Lichlo Chanimtza Beveged Hazeh Nechshel Kibolua Bo, Vashriya Menach also, Ibn Yashar Vadaraisa, worse than Seir, he suggested. Now, Bosai, open up to your Mishnah Berurah, we haven't opened Mishnah Berurah yet today, Shin Aleph, Sivkotten, Kuf Ayin Beis. Ever have the new Mar Makomos, by the way? It should have been emailed to you. Shin Ayin Kuf Ayin Beis Mishnah Berurah. Shin Aleph. Sif Mem Vav. Begadim Ashriyim B'mayim is on the old Makor Zadim. Ashriyim B'mayim. Also the Nagvam Samach Leish is not our Parsha now. Also the Talpla Sheviyavu De Schita Hushemak Bar Meimav. This is the Mordechai. Did we see this? I think we saw this last week. Tuf Mem Beis. I think we saw this. Not mistaken. So the Mishnah Berurah here in Kufay and Beis, what does he say? Shemakbid, Hayna She'ein Rotsa Shia Be'amayim, Avla Matloni Yosha Shurim Tom Mamayim, the Shmatis, the rag that are always in underwater, Ein Lachush, Umutur, Betiltul. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. Wait a second. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you take this in your hand, no doubt some water is going to drip out of the rag. How do you explain that? How's that put them? He writes over here, page Tov Gimel, quotes the Mishnah Berurah. And wait a second. When you move it, Nischa b'imena ha-mashka b'lu'aba. Mishnah Berurah says no. Rabba says no. Why? We see with our own eyes. Pshat is as follows. He says, it does not squeeze out the mashka which is absorbed. Avsha onu roim. Shebishas achizem menatfos tipos mayim ein demimashka belu besochem. So the surface water, it's not from the water which is absorbed originally. Yeah, a sponge is worse. A sponge you can't even touch. Right? Take a look on both sides. Kuf mem gimel and alf. Open the Gemara, please. Kuf mem gimel and alf. Sponge.
If that's true, shouldn't we
could be. Your eyes aren't good enough. Okay. Very good. Kuf mem gimel mem aleph. The Mishnah. Svug. There's no handle. Ein mekanchen bo. Explains Rashi. Sheke she'oko so. The minute you hold it. Nischat bein etzvo so. The minute you hold it, some water will fall out between your fingers. That's different. That's different. That's a pesach reisha for sure, as opposed to begadim and rags, not made from sponge material. It's not a pesach reisha. Any religious belua will come out. Oh. Now back to yesterday's shiur. He discussed it at some length over here. Schita b'seir, on page Tav Dalet. The next two and a half pages. It's very, very important to see what he says. We had a Rajba, there's no Schita B'Seir at all. Not Asa B'Drabon, not at all. How do I know that? I'll repeat to you again, I don't know if you saw it before. You probably forgot it since then. Because right from a Rajba, everyone else holds that Schita B'Seir means it ain't Schita B'Daraisa, but it's Isa D'Rabon. That's what the whole Shia Yasser is based upon that premise. The Mishnah says it's B'Feirish. Does anybody disagree? Well, the Rajba seems to disagree. The Rajba. On that Gemara, I think it's on the old Mount Makomas, if I'm not mistaken. Ain't Chita B'Seir. Is this the one? I guess so. Leyadati lezeh hateretz imkain mahefesh yesh ben meviya la biyad lemeviya b'la b'sara tekula mishum shvus. So why is it saying the Gemara? Open the Gemara one more time. So it's yesterday or last week also. Kuf Rav Chesed. What does it say? You need to bring oil. So how do you bring the oil? It tells you how to bring the oil. Mevi'el Hashem and Biyad. Not enough Biyad? Bring it Bisara. Frek the Rashi, what's the difference? They both are considered to be a Shinui. Yeah, he says as follows. Yosef Shinui Yesh Mevi'el Bisara Mevi'el Biyad. So he's stuck with a kasher. Why did they put it in the hand? If they won't fit, put it in the hair. Better put it in the hair. Rebbeinu Shalom. If it's an additional Easter of Schita, when you put it in the hair, this question doesn't even begin. That was the Rami saw yesterday. You see, Claude, the Raja was holding, is Ein Schita B'Seir means Ein Schita B'Seir, not the Raisa, not the Rabbanon. And it's possible that the Beis Yosef holds that way as well. In Yoredeya, in Hichos Tevila, Kuf Tzadi Tes, it's Kashem Tzeraivit. We pass Kalalacha L'Maisa, that it's Osir. Open up is very, very important. A bit of a digression, but very important. Mishnah Brura Simon Shin Chavav Sivkot and Chafal. This is today's Maravakas. Shin Chavav Sivkot and Chafal. See a bit what I'm driving at? Shin Chavav Chafal. Says in the Shulchan Aruch, Harochets benor soch shenagiv gufo yofak she'olam anor neshelo yishora mayim alav v'yitaltem abames bekarmelis v'she'olam an arachitza yesh ribu mayim al gufo abaholach b'shus harav v'motos soch aval rosh al v'mush al v'mush al v'mush. This was a little bit last week as well. Fine. Good. Kuf v'malaf v'malaf, that's where it comes from. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chof Aleph, Kosa Poskim, the Nagu Shlo Lirchot Klal Benor Ove Mikveh. You should not go to take a bath or a shower on Shabbat, even a cold one. It's included in this. The Motzi Lavo De Schita Seir V'yol Kamatamim Ayin Mogad Avram Siv Kodin Ches. This is the famous Midig of the Magen Avraham, which is hundreds of years old, for which reason, in my opinion, the new rage of taking showers on Shabbos is not appropriate. You know, we're not learning Chos Yontav now. I meant Yontav. It's inappropriate. Why? The Easter Gomer of taking a shower on Yontav, Medina de Gemara, probably does not apply. It used to be Ein Hashava L'chol Nefesh. The olden days, there was no running water, no hot water, there was nothing. It took once went on one of those Kalamoy tours with my kids, and one of those Revolutionary War, places where they not far from here. So they said they had a little basin that they used to wash themselves. I said, well, how else could they wash? There's no running water in the river. So how often they go to the river? I asked a question, an innocent question. Once a year. What do I say? That's what the tour guide said. I mean, you know, they blame the Jews for the Black Death. You know why? Because we didn't die. It's a treatment. You know why? Because we wash ourselves. We wash our hands all the time. We cover Shabbos. And the guy... Whatever. So it was ain't a shavu lachol nefesh to heat up water to bathe yourself. Well, who did it? Today, I think if you go on the internet, I think more Americans are not taking a shower every day. I think it's true. You'll let me know if it's true or not true. Yeshiva Bachur, not enough of a population sliver to make a difference. We'll not discuss Yeshiva Bachur in the moment. When I was growing up, it was an instant to take a shower, except for Erev Shabbos. It was like, you know, after Chavim Es HaMitzvah, you know. Things have changed since those days. Anyway, so that, the other is Zera Sabalonim, which means that on Shabbos, even if the water was heated from before Shabbos, earlier in the Masechta, maybe we'll get to it one day. You can't take a hot bath, even if it was heated before Shabbos, because the Gzeres HaBalonim, the unscrupulous bathhouse attendants, will heat up water on Shabbos, and claim it was done from before Shabbos. So he said, no hot baths on Shabbos. So I think it only applies in a public place, not in your own private shower, in your own bathroom. So I thought two reasons I thought did not apply. Mikra within. Even though there was someone trying to quench out a chumra. But in my opinion, the whole issue is moot, because of this Magen Avraham. We shouldn't be taking showers even in cold water for this reason of schita. Where did it come from? Let's look at who has the Shulchan Aruch? Who has the big Shulchan Aruch? Everyone has? Look at Magen Avraham. I think I put that in my Makomos too, perhaps. I don't have any more. Shin Chavov, Sikhan Ches. Close the sources. Maril. Maril is the father of Minig Ashkenaz. Maril. Can't check with the Maril. You know what's good for you. What are you talking about? He's the one that said you can't change a minute. Yeah. 72% of Americans shower daily. 72%.
Over
90, it was 5 times a week. Okay. That's shavu l'chol nefesh, because Rabosai. Come on. Shavu l'chol nefesh. Shin Chavah. Here we go. I think I saw somewhere that someone wanted to say that it's not Shabbat Chol Nefesh, you don't do it every day. I don't know where that comes from. But even according to that, it's Shabbat Chol Nefesh B'zman Hazeh. Okay, Kosem Aril. This is Shin Chavav Magaram Ches. Magaram Shin Chavav Sivkot Ches. Kosem Aril. Yofa Noagos Hanoshim Shein Tovos Shalom B'zman B'Shabbos. It's not the right time, they don't do on Shabbos. My time of minig of poshen shlodirchas betzonei. We don't even wash in cold water. The shayach li megzimishim schita. Reason number one. Watch. Umishim shano se mayim sha'olov ar ba'amas bekarmelis. Uh-oh. If the water's on your back, you carry 4 hours in the karmelis. Ooh. Umishum. What's the chumas adesha? Shaita v'gufo v'ksamin. What's this all about? It has something to do with swimming. Swimming is the worst thing because you're going to make a raft. A whole story. So three reasons are given. The Truman Sedeshah calls it. Ah, Falgav, Da Pila, Mordechai, Shin Gimel. The Makri Bitsona, and Dr. Bakli, Abba Benor, Abba Mikvashari, the Komagom, Aminik Lesser, and I feel a little lesser, the Melzikim Atake, Aka Lashon, Beis Yosef, Kuf Tzalites, also, little b'Shabbos, b'Shem Schita Seir. Finished. Now I do it. Adkan the Magen Avraham. These were a couple of extra reasons in Taboot. And the question is to become the fact that there are extra reasons, and maybe these reasons don't apply on Yontif. Yontif is more Kal than Shabbos. That's what Moshe says. Majid the Chuvah, I couldn't find it. I don't know how to look it up. You can search it. But my the tshuva that taking a shayin yontif is not so bad. I had a magad avram, magad on Shabbos. What's the difference? Schid is the same. Well, there's an additional reason of carrying. The reason of carrying does not apply on yontif. Truth is, halacha lemaisa, the maril throws in other reasons. Okay, but it is, that's the tshuvas hayishanas. Simon Kuf Nun or Kuf Lamates. If you look at the Shuvas Maril HaKadoshos, I have both in my house, it's a different volume. Shuvas Maril HaKadoshos, he gives only one reason. He gives the reason of Shechita, and he asks by mikvah the same as in the house, even though in the house is no problem of, even if an enclosed mikvah, no problem of Hotzah. So it's also even without the reason of Hotzah. That's because Yom Tov is the same as Shabbos. Not like Rav Moshe. So we pass in a local lemaiser, Rav Osai. Shin Lamed Sharatzion Sivkotten Hei. Shin Lamed Sivkotten Hei. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about sharing on Yom Tov.
Yeah.
You found it?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Arachayim Dalet Ayin.
Thank you so much.
I think this is the root of it.
We'll see in a minute if it's it. We'll see in a second if it's true or not. Egris Moshe, Arachayim Chelik Dalet, Simon Ayin. See if it is. Ah! My real? Yeah. This is probably the one.
There are a couple here, that's why it's not
real. Oh. But I answered that you don't find in the Sefer Rabboseinu not to take a cold shower. It's true. The Midik, right, is only a bath, not a shower. What? Didn't have showers in those days. They were running water. We don't even do that. A shower? Yeah. The Maril is only in the river because he has no Sadalahamas to Kabbalists. Shat is Gufo, like a river. Therefore, Schita, Lokoya, Rechita, Beopen, Sheshova, Mikli al Gufo. Not so much water on you from the showers of in a bath. Afim Neva, the Tama Schita, Shayakam, Rechita, because of the Beso, in the shower, about it, of course. The Komakom, Mashalom, Nogu, Mamish, Loyafidon, Ab Sheikha, also Atam Mamish. He wants to take a cold shower as mutter today. Why? It's not the same. They only talk about cold baths, not about cold showers. Befrat the bias lack of elatam shzeh ein lemelav. If you want to say, take a cold shower. He calls it here mekvachat shower. Looks sore to me. Shige bechol bias shebepo. He says people don't take showers on Shabbos. It's because most of the year they only want hot water. But that's another problem. That's a problem because there is a balonim, right? Oh, because you can't put the hot water on. Hukum b'Shabbos, right? It's going to call the malacha d'oraisa that you take the hot water on Shabbos. Therefore, they don't take a shower. Even they don't even use cold water because it's there out of hot water. Maybe they consider uvdu b'chol. No. Chesar yediyah. Okay. Then he says as follows: America, ain't miskakim b'Shabbos afetzone. Even they didn't find anywhere in Sfarim. But we should be machab below tzar. This is tzar. Based on this, I believe somewhere else maybe, that's where I couldn't find it, Rav Moshe is makil on Yom Tov. Because Yom Tov, the other Yisurim, Rav Moshe is assuming, like the original Maril, it's only a combination of three reasons for which they asked it. But I don't know if Rav Moshe saw the truth, Maril HaKadoshos. There he asks it only for one reason, the reason of Shechita. That's why I'm against taking cold showers on Shabbos. I'm against taking hot showers on Yom Tov. Unless the Mokum Tzar. Malcolm side. By side, we survived all the years, Aliyah Mazah, 3 days without a shower. It can be done. You have to go 9 days without a shower. 9 days? Don't take a shower. 9 days. So, most of us take showers Erev Shabbos. So, I can go in the 9 days from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos without a shower. So, why? In the hot summer. What I say, the deodorants were made for a reason, Rebbe. There's a reason for the deodorants.
Moshe
is
talking about Shabbos here?
Cold showers on Shabbos. Cold showers on Shabbos. I'm saying hot showers on Yom Tov could be like cold showers on Shabbos. Even more cold. Because according to Rav Moshe, they only ask the Mitzir for other reasons don't apply on Yom Tov. But I'm saying the Halacha Lamayis, if you look at the Maril and the Shubas HaKadoshes, he asked it based on that one reason alone. And that's why I think there's no Hector whatsoever. Can't they really? Can't they really?
What?
9 days, wash your head. I don't want to get to those 9 days right now. But Pashas, you should not be using hot water in the 9 days. Even Erev Shabbos is not so posh of head. I'm making all the answer Erev Shabbos. Don't be the yes, it's the ace. I want to make sure that's okay. Go play ball a little bit. And Erev Shabbos of the 9 days, Erev Shabbos Chazal, and then you get sweated up. And then, once you're sweaty, then it's mamash, have a lichluch. Then it's okay. That's why we have our famous volleyball tournament. Everyone gets all sweaty and then they take showers. That's the word. Every other reason by us. Nothing just don't happen by accident. This comes up in Avelos, Rahman al Islam. A week without a shower. Can I go a week without a shower? Istinus any. So it says, there's a Gemara about that. Famous Gemara, the Brachas, the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel. Yeah, but the Post Shulanaga says that not everyone says an istinus is an istinus. You can survive. Lo Aleichem, I was in Avelis twice. My parents both in the hot summer. Both in the month of Sivan. And it was hot. My opinion is that Ovel is permitted to use the deodorant for Hashem as my psak against some other books. Otherwise, that would have been a sharp cover of Brias already. It would have been a serious shout. But I went for a week, so you can survive, you know? I went for a year without going to the river. Yeah, I'm not recommending that, but I'm just saying that we're a little bit overwhelmed. You know, bathrooms, now the kids, you have to bathe the kid every single day. I didn't grow up that way, my kids didn't grow up that way. My grandchildren, it's a new generation, have to bathe the kids every day. What kind of business is this? Alright, that every generation has its own standards. Okay, Ramosai. We pass the lalach over here. In Simon Shin Lamed, that's where we got started. Simon Shin Lamed says over here, Sivkon Zion in Mishnah Berura, Tolly Besal is over there, Chamotzin, Denokim Shvus Bialma. Is that Adif? Mayim Tosuk Hashem and Besara, Vetavi Eslav and Tisvot Esaseir, the Hosmika Oli Surah the Schita, Yafak P, then Schita Besair, Lechil, we call it Gomavari Hosm Mishnah Shvus. Okay. So that's what it sounds like. Okay. Back to our original discussion. So the question becomes, Rebbe Osai, a very serious question. And again, I'm page Tov Dalet in the Shemir Shabbat. That's where I started off. I say as follows. Od Yesh Lishol. Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone's purpling about the towel. Forget the towel. The hair itself. The Beis Yosef in Yoredei is an understanding. I can be purpling the Kvanta Sis of Schita. It's impossible. It's impossible. There's nothing to do about it. The hair itself. The Rashba's Mekli says, we saw the Rashba. Okay, the Beis Yosef sounds away. He goes to Raivin. Doesn't understand what's the chash is. What is the schita b'seir? I think it's Dafnun is yesterday's question. How do you wash yourself with soap if not for the problem of taking out the hairs? Forget it. There's an isa schita on the beard. Believe it or not, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Asid washing your face if you have a beard on Shabbos. At one stage. Open up Shabbos if you have it. Perek Yudalit Ha'ora Aleph. Ha'ora Aleph, the very first Ha'ora, Shabbos Shabbos and Perek Yudalit. Yeah, things change a little bit over time. This is as follows. Hold on. How do you wash your face? What if you have a beard? You believe this? You can't wash your bearded face on Shabbos? Goes out, comes back. I'm not sure if that's true anymore. You wash it again with the same water that came out. You go like this. Is that true? So you wash your face like this, you know, the sink is running, and you wash your face with the same water that came out of the beard the first time. Is he using it to wash it the second time? I'm not sure why is he. Is that true? But you get an impression from Shlomo Zalman, he's maybe worried about Tzchid of Aseh, you know why? Not because of Malabain, so who cares what happens to the water, because of Mepharik, who cares what happens to the water? If you want the water that comes out of your beard the first squeeze for the second squeeze. I don't know if those facts are true. I thought once you wash it, you know, the water goes into the sink, it's gone. You want to wash it again, you got to put your hands under the sink a second time. No? Isn't this honest facts questionable? I really would get the words from Shlomo Zalman. Are we? Lichotz yamzokan mistabesh osur became a b'shas rechitza vechreach shesovah that yamayim in azokan. I agree that part. Vechose verochets pora beosam amayim shesokan. What? Then he quotes as follows: the Eishel Avraham Butchach did not wash his beard on Shabbos. Take a look. See it inside. History. Shin Chav Sif Yitzayim. Moshe Chanos printed all the way in the back. Shin Chav. See if this is not be confused with the Eishel Avraham of the Primogodim, the Eishel Avraham of Butchach. Now I have an affinity to Butchach because of Shraga Feivel Levi Willig, who was the Butchach dying in the Rav before the Holocaust. I don't know how he's related to me, he must be somebody, he's a lady also like me. So we have an affinity to Butchach. And as a matter of fact, it was not that far from the part of Europe where my paternal grandfather came from. It's called Stret. So he told me that it's not far from each one another. So when I needed to know what the minig was in Stret on a certain issue, I called the Rabbi Wagner to ask him, what was the minig where you came from about such and such a thing? He told me. It was a surprise. The shadow was if a man loses his mother, the father remarries, do you go to the wedding or not? What should I do? I knew that I had a cousin, and the cousin, his wife, lost her father. And when the mother remarried, she told me, my husband went to the wedding and I went to the movies. Well, the minute you don't go, it's a pchisa cover to your parent to go to watch your father marry another woman. So I was afraid that my father wanted me to come to the wedding. I was afraid of this minute. So I called the rabbi. No, we came from. They always went to the wedding. I'm sure you should go. No problem. And, no problem. And he told me because I called him. He was from his shver is from Butchach, and I was from Stretton, and it was the same part of Europe. Okay, so I have an opinion for Butchach. So I think they call it Butchuch. That part it's printed Butchach. Butchuch. I'm not an expert in this kind of stuff. But here in Simon Shin Chof, Eishel Avraham in the back, Sif Yud Zayin. Look what he writes. He's a very interesting mechaber. Odos chashash schita v'saras lachim. Ani nolek eis shlodirchot pare b'shabbos kodesh v'yomtiv kodesh v'mokam asaras. I only wash my face when there's no hair. He says, al kol zeh ein ayodi zeh shum chashash pitzchon pel an og and lirchot p'neim kam v'mokam asaras lachim p'neim b'shabbos kodesh. Sovim psigresha, kasafti mokamacha la dezer, kibuvada ain't in a psigresha. Not really a psigresha, but he's making for other people, for himself he was machma. How do you like that? Heilig buchach. Okay? Weiter. Okay? He quotes over here of Shlomo Zalman. And Avnei Nezer seems to have been machmir. Avnei Nezer, let's take a look at Shut Avnei Nezer. Rabbos says Shut Avnei Nezer very important. It's so important, Rabbos said, that in the new Egle Tals, they did an unbelievable job. They took the Avnei Nezer, which had to do with Melachos Shabbos, and they printed an Egle Tal. Egle Tal was supposed to be in 39 Melachos. Tal is 39. The printed version that we have only has up until Gozei, and it stops. It's only 12 malachas. So in the new Agalei Tals, they collect, because in Shumas Avinz, you see Klari continued it. Klari went through the malachas in an order.
What?
No, we don't really have it. It was printed in Avnei Nezer, because he put out the Agalei Tal, Gozei. Then he kept writing Nurkan Tresim. Had there been a Madura Basra of Egle Tal, would have been there, but it was not. And he passed away, it was never printed. So they, by itself, so they took the liberty of taking the Chuvas of the Nezer, Al Seder HaMalachas, Seder HaMalavim. In the back, Malavim, that wasn't. So that's what one of these is. It's Kufnan Zion, is probably one of those which is originally in the Contrasim on Malavim, and they printed it in the Egle Tal now. A different numbering system for those of the new Egle Tals. This is Kufnan Zayin. Huh? You see, Malachas Malavim, it's obviously Egle Tal style. It's not Egle Tal style in the sense that they have a middle and an outside. That he only did for two Gozeis. But they, the fundamental facts are here. Take a look in a second. Sukkot and Yudalad. Okay, Rashi Seir Lo Bola. Ein Schita Seir Shumi Sadi Vidur Rabbanan. Quote the Rabbis also Vidur Rabbanan. Okay, fine. Derive it. Here's a kasha. How's he going to go to the mikvah on Friday night? So therefore, look what he says. So he zog shiroch it's ponach. So Yichot Sar Zekana Biyadov, Tavei Shifshim Besaris. Tvila, we can't ask what she also the Kibuso. You don't see it by Or. So too by Saris. Chadina Tavai, the Rambam says. But Shifshim, like this, is a problem. Wow, unless you'll say, unless it's Hoyolichlik Alabeged, and you wash your face every day, Rabbi Say, in Sochachov, they wash their face every day. Shouldn't think it was stopping them with players. And they didn't have running water in Sochachov. They still wash their face every day. And since, according to others, no skin of the cloud, the Rashba, he called the Rashba. To prevent the time, he called the Rashba. Rabban arrived, it's only the Rabbanan, the Megal, sniff out the canal. And maybe it's Mishum Dosh. And Tzchita Beseh, the Nishna Beshem, and Mishum Dosh. The Saras of Shah Kal Kibbutz. Oh, that's what I would have said. It's a Mishnah Berurah effect in Be'alach. You can't launder your beard. So Kamzal of Shlomo Zalman is, what about Mepharik? You want to reuse the water. Recycle. So that was a recycler. He took the water he used to spear with first, and he did a second time. Well, Shlomo Zalman was ecologically correct. Shlomo Zalman, recycle the water. Now, that's what it sounds like. I don't understand what that means, frankly. I don't know how you do it even. But that's what it sounds like over here in Shmir Shabbos Gochasa. At first glance, he seems he wants to aser it. But we're not done yet. The Mishnah Brewery says it's Mekel. Shin Chavav Chafei. It's also the Ma'amah Chavs. Shin Chavav Chafei. What's there? Shin Chavav Chafei.
Rebbe said that Avni Nezer was saying if you wash your face today, that
would mean... He's not the Lahakam. First he starts off asering it. And he says it's clean. You rely on to make the first, what we call the first sheet in Tosfos, it's clean as no din. Yeah, but that's true by Shriyasu Zekibuso. That won't work when it comes to what? Shifshuf. So that's a problem. In other words, look, he said over here, Tefillah is okay, Shriyasu Zekibuso, Chadina, but Shifshuf, Yesh Lesser. And he wants to say, Chidish Nifla, Lo Shayat Kibus Lichlum. Not only is there no Easter of Shriyasu Zekibuso, there's not even an Easter of Kibbutz proper. That's a chiddush niflam and nore in derech agav and avnei nezer. But you can take a clean shirt and you can rub it, because it, as Rabbi Yosef said, you can't clean a clean shirt. It's already as clean as can be. Well, that's the shem halacha. That also sounds. It sounds like they're from this lures of the avnei nezer. Pil
de ploim. Rabbi Yosef said
you can't do this. No, he wasn't. Rabbi Yosef said if it's crystal clean, and he figured you put it at 4 o'clock in the solution. And you're going to go to sleep at night, put it back in the solution. Nothing happened those 8 hours or something like that. So you did lo nasa shem malacha. So I asked the kashif, I asked the malacha. Everything should be mutter. Should be mutter even to put it in the fancier solution. And everything should be mutter. They're not doing anything. So he sounds like he's saying the same thing. Even kibbutz, a chiddush noyer of a nifla. This line in the Avnei Nezer. Yes, sir.
Doesn't Tosfos say that? The reason that when you're walking through the waters, you have no problem.
Kibbutz
for that, but the
stika
is. But
I believe the answer is as follows. The answer is all those cases have shachrus. I'm going to try the Russian humor. It's a little. The Mishnah records that. That doesn't count. That's not included. So all the cases where they answer it, the shachrus was there. There's absolutely nothing there. The Rebbe answers it. Out the Rebbe. The Yosef doesn't understand. Lo nasa shem malacha, it's as clean as can be.
So what's the shakras?
Sure causes problems, because then even though there's no tina, there's no mud or blood, but it's like my color, it's a little bit, mashu there, not 100% white on white. So therefore, you have problems. So I take a white on white shirt, he's saying over here, chiddush nifla. Because at this point in time, he's saying, look, either you'll say that it's sayor, and it only shows the kibusa, but kibus proper also says they say it's araisa at the bir loch, right? No, it's a locha should kibus at all zero. I said this line is a chiddush nur tucked away in the middle of a paragraph. A locha should kibus even with what shif shapiyado till they ploy my line.
Shouldn't just showering have Shabbos be enough? Why is showering all be clean?
Okay, good. Okay. Good, well said. Give me a Shiva Bachar. Yeah, Gavaldik. Everyone showers before Shabbos. You have to, it's a din. You have to. Okay, so Shlomo Zalman starts off by saying this way. Good. Let's go a little bit further. Shincha Vav Sefei, so Shincha Fei. Lichot Ponav, what's the name of the Mechaber? Lichot Ponav Yodav Aragav is okay. Haino Afilu, Yesh Lo Zokon. I'm a Furisha Mishnah Brewer. You have a beard. It's Mutter. Who's he quote over here? He quotes us from the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Nun. Because the problem was with the beard pulling out the hairs. I mean, actually, I had a beard. There's no problem washing proper. Quotes from the Olam Shabbos. It's a Furisha. Shlomo Zalman backs off. I'm a Furisha Mishnah Brewer. That there's no problem. Of course, the question is, why is there no problem? Why? Dr. Shlomo Zalman. Listen to what he says. This is what he says. He's stuck. Look. Pashas advaram b'kama makomos mutl lichot b'mayim u'sham shem o'gamas ha'rosh v'azokin mishnu gubi yisoch shin chavav chapei v'nir atam. Listen to this. Na m'sham shem v'saseyer sochet k'rogel l'samayim l'tzad aguf p'nima v'lo k'la b'chutz. That's true. If you're washing your beard, what was a beard can do? Mimicry. So you go like this. You go inside. You don't squeeze the water outside. True? I think it's true.
You squeeze down though?
It's down. Okay, but the down is how long your beard is. So I think it'll be a little bit longer. The kids, he calls it panima. That's not a goof. And that chutz. Now let me go read a little bit further. Listen very carefully. L'chein ira shin chavav mishabura, yeah. L'chein sarach lizar rak shal yischot b'gmar arachitza. When you finish, you start squeezing out that you want to go out. Mashenka and Arochsin benor v'mikva, which they asked it. Why? Regilim nischot es asas lohotzi es hamayim l'chutz. L'chein b'tzirif imotam l'achem gozu sham l'lirchot klal. As opposed to, in other words, in the mikveh or the river, they squeeze out. You wash your beard, you're only squeezing in. He also points out, You're allowed to wash your hands. Don't you have hair on your hands? The answer is no, only with a lot of hair. Because if you have a lot of hair, it looks like it's trapped in between. Trapped in between. That's the problem. But if the hair here on the body and the hair is not as sparse, that's no problem whatsoever. That's also the same footnote. Very beginning of your doubt. Avishayla, who cares if it's pnim? Who cares if it's chutz? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? I'll tell you my pshat. My pshat. Orchot Shabbos. Orchot Shabbos talks about this too. He's bothered by this kasha. How do you do it? Quote Afnun. Let's call him Shlomo Zalman. Come on here. Ulei Shlomo. I think this is what he means. It's a bracket and page tough dollar towards the bottom. Kevet de bizman hachafifa ha-mayim chozrim miyad v'nivloim b'sarosof. That's the pshat. The water leaves the beard and goes right back into the beard. Ein ko chashiva schida zu. Schida shal kibus yesh toweles b'schida v'tol chedei ha-kibus af sh'mayim chozrim v'nivloim b'beget. If you have a garment that's in the sink, you go like this, squeezing and squeezing and squeezing, water goes in and out, in and out. Every time the water goes in and out, it takes up more dirt. That's how the washing machines work. It goes in and out. It accomplishes something. That's why it's a problem. Because you want it to go out. That's what some upshot in the words of Rav Shlomo Zalman.
It's bringing the dirt back into it, meaning it's like it goes out and then it's putting the dirt back with its. The water that's dirty is going back in. That's his point. That's not
functional. I don't know. Goes in and goes out. That's not considered important. Kane, really. Again, I'm not the expert in the science of laundering. I think Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, wasn't clear. Who cares? It's called the penima. So penima is also a problem. No, penima goes right back into the hair. Nothing is accomplished. As I'm assuming Rabbi Shlomo Zalman must have meant. Now, Rabbi Moshe allows you to wash your beard. We had one Rav until now, right? Another Rav. Watch this one. Chelek Aleph. Chelek Aleph. Shriya Kamanovitz, Rav Agoin. You know who he was? Rashiva Mir. Rashiva Mir, no joke. He had a beard. What do I do? That's it. You're there. The Beis Yosef calls the Kobo. Eich Mutl Lidlo B'Shabbos, Tzchida B'Seyer, has a Beis Yosef. Rav Paskin ain't Tzchida B'Seyer. Yeah, Rav Ashi has not good Rav Yosef. We saw Shabbos Kukam Chesed yesterday. And Lodge. Tamua! The Magad Mishnah, we saw the Magad Mishnah quoted by the Messiah from the Magad Avraham. What does it also mean? Kev and Durak Isa the Rabbanon, he signs the name of it. We're at the end already. Kev is like Pshat Messiah. It's such an important Ramashah. It's critical way beyond this little tiny chuvah. Critical. Kev and Shusrak Isa the Rabbanon, Mut the Ben of Iskavi, Afim who get Bedar Psik Ratio. Oh! The Messiah of the Shitosali, Ramashah to point that out. We spoke about this, remember? Rav Moshe, the Mechava Shinya Dalad, Sif Aleph, is Matir, Psik Rashis by the Rabbanans. See, Rav Moshe says, must hold that way. Again, Kevet Sheposhet, Sheshchidah Deseh, Urak Medin Mefarek, Shalibun Enoch Sheach Beguf, Vaseh Ubedin Aguf, Enoch Sheach Libun, as the Mishnah Berurah says, it's impossible to imagine it. He wasn't aware of the pseudo Ran. We can ask because it's nearer, even though it's not really. You're much to go with Amal. Lachem came and shuolach liibud, right? Water goes to down the sewer. Hupsik reshet lo nichle. Shavada lachulei alma mutter ben amiskami came and shuolach yisit rabbanon. Whoa, this is gold. We always quote Rabbi Avadia was the one who kept hacking psik reshet lo nichle by the rabbanon is mutter. I give you the reason my whole shtickle Torah. Rabbi Moshe said it. The many who argue with this. See, I have Rav Moshe on my side. I never realized that. This is, can I pass the battle of a little tiny shiva about washing a beard? Mayridik. Yes.
If it's a Misha Mefarik and you don't want the water, right, why is it even called Nisr?
That's a machlekes. When we learned Mefarik in the summer, we had a long discussion of whether it's sequential or nichol. It's even less than that. It's zero. But much assuming it's not zero, let's put there anyway. He tells you, he gives you the reason why it matters. It's such an important Ramosha. It's so important. It's so important.
Okay.
Sorry? This is Chelek Aleph, Kuf Lam and Gimel. It's way beyond the importance of this local tshuva about beards. Most people in this room don't even have beards. But it's a critical tshuva because of the other aspect of which I just told you. Critical. Very critical tshuva. Very, very important. Now we only have a few more minutes. The Orcha Shabbos has the following shayla. Open the Gemara, Kuf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph. Open the Gemara. Kuf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph. The Gemara says over here, where is it? Oh. Amrav Yehuda, man the sachin b'maya, you wash in the water, lindgiv nafshi b'reisha. First, wipe yourself off. The hadalistic, the masi asdam, the karmas. We just saw this in the Shekhar and Shekhar Arach. So before Shigamara, you wipe yourself, because of for my karmas, what happened to Shechita? You have to, obviously you have to wipe your beard, your hair, or you're going to carry the water in your hair. It's an unbelievable terrace. You understand the kasha? This is an Orcha Shabbos top dal yeses kasha. Look what he has, an unbelievable answer. The Yim Nimkot, the Mayim Asfugi Ben Sarosa, B'telem L'gufo, V'yein B'amitzit Hatzor Klal, Ein Raya Be'agamaro Hazu, V'shlom Adochein Lo Nigvo Esaseyer. They only wipe their bodies, they didn't wipe their hair. Because with the water there is bundle of the goof, and therefore there's no waste of carrying. Oh no. And here I need your help. Ayin Heite Bir Agra Shin Chavav Siv Zayin for Mishnah Brura Siv Chav Gimel the Mashma the Gav B'mayim HaSugim B'Beged She'odam Lovashbo Yesh Yisir Otzor. In other words, if it's absorbed, there's no heter whatsoever. There is no heter. So he's assuming over here that a garment and the hair on the body are the same thing. I don't know. Is that really true? I don't know. Let's take a look. Let's look first at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkaten Chav Gimel. Give a look. Sifkaten Chav Gimel. Shin Chavav. We read the Mechaber before in Siv Zayin. Okay? And if it rains, remember that if it rains, it's no equitable. Chav Gimel, Mitzon Aloma, Kishem Muatit, Vien Motzi Bohem Shir Otsa, Samarish Chai Bohem. Never Logosu Beshu Lo Kedera Otsa, Ein Bira Gra, for the Purish Atoysis, Mashma, that feel the Rebu Yomayim and Nivla Bilavusho, Kam Kem Mutu Lelech Bohem, Ein Betazatam. He quotes the Gra as answering it, and he quotes the Gra as being Matarit. So I don't know how to get involved in a fight with your two gedolim, but and even if Beged is also the hair, it might be even better. Because of the raya is not an absolute raya, Rabosai, the Ktos HaShulchan quotes that the Ben Ish Chai was matir with matpochos miuchados v'nigov. It's schita kalachayat from the hair, because when the water goes to yibud, right? I assume he's working on the assumption that you just said is the Ibn is no answer at all. Not that it's also Drabana. It's head to govern. But you should not wipe the koach only benachas until the water is absorbed in the mitpachas. You go about tzchita from the mitpachas itself. That's a problem. Aish and Shriya, you want the mitpachas from Yuchedis, we don't say Shriya Sulu Kibuso as we saw a while ago. The Taz is quoted over here. If you open to the Taz, it's Shin Chavav, Taz of Kotlin. Base. We read it yesterday or last week. What's the reason? He says, Nira Tam, he actually mana mimenu. Shahadam Aholech Rishus Aram Pisa Blamatar Olav Lagoza Be Rabbanan. So now the Rebbe said, once they weren't goes there, when you're already in the rain, they weren't going to go out into the rain. They went to Gzera Lechatzorin. That is the Ibud story. It's the Ibud story. It's a topic for another Ha'ara of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. I can't do it with Arichas now. Just to mention a reference to you, in the new edition, it's Perek Yudalid Ha'ara Samach Vav. In the new edition. So in the old edition, a little before, I think it's in Samach Dalit. Shlomo Zalman as follows. The Mayim and Eschotim Holchim Le'ibud. You're allowed to dry your body and even your hair. Calls the Ibud. It's like Kvashim Ushlacha Segufa. So here, Koshkin. Ain't skin b'shteir with the Raisa. He's the Rabbon and Lodin Diskim B'fursh B'shas. And the Rashba denies it. Mistava the Shafra Shari. Mamayim and Eschotim Nivloyim Miyad B'tocha Mageves. In a near Ba'ayim. Oh, as you said before, Satnim, I told you before, Rosh Hashanah, it's reabsorbed into the hair. So too, it wants to be Megil, if it's absorbed into the towel. Wow. Mistaber, he says, the Shtapet Shari. Wow, Chiddush Nifla. It ain't a near line, you can't see the water. Al Kaponim, She'ain, Visaras, Mayim, Rubib. What's Pshat on the old ayin? Rosh Hashanah says, I love the Rosh Hashanah. Based on his favorite ran, it's only an iser of the hair of nireh kisoche. No soul in the body. It's nireh kisoche. Well, guess what? If it's low nireh the ayin, it's low nireh kisoche. You gotta love it. I love it. Hapesha also hapesha yitter, right? If the whole Yisr is nearer, and if you can't see it, it's not nearer. That's not me. The Ran's Lashon was not that way. We saw the Ran yesterday. He didn't use the words. He said there were goals or otu. He didn't say they're nearer. But he assumed that's what the Ran meant. Look at Lashon. Did we have the Ran on the screen yesterday? Didn't we? Sure we did. He doesn't use those words, but he's assuming that it's true. So Shulchan says, it's only with a lot of hair, not over here. Ochel Shabbos quotes it. On this basis, they ask they're using certain kinds of steel wool, or these kinds of, he calls them lipa, that's a Hebrew word for these dopey, they call it, that's used to wash dishes. What do they call it, Israel? It's called lipa. Because the threads are very tzufin, looks like Seya. Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa Perikud Beis here in Sifri Dalan Tetzvav says if they're not tzufim, it's more like a bottle brush. And what's the cutoff point? When the water is in, does its volume increase? So how do you put a shirt in water? The volume increases because it's really absorbed. If you have a brush which is the bristles are so tight that looks like it increases the volume, that is a problem. If it's a bottle brush, it's not a problem. He writes over here on page Tav Zayin, Halacha Lemaisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman was careful not to be matirit, Nimna Milores Vezehetef, She'ein B'dava Kitzel Verura, V'nasat the Torah Kolev Ali Yadav Yonah. It's true. And one of the things to wash dishes on Shabbos, I used to wash dishes on Shabbos, they used to have these very, bristles were very clearly discernible. Rav Shlomo Zalman was afraid to be matirit, some of them take liberties. And with an answer to the sermon, because Rav Moshe, you can't use a toothbrush, Shaschita. You use a wet toothbrush. How discernible are the bristles on a toothbrush? Not much. They're pretty close to each other. So some of these dobies, if it's like a toothbrush, don't use it. Because it's Rav Moshe Asadim. If it's like a bottle brush, you use a bottle brush for babies, it's very, very sparse, right? Especially if you have a baby, you have to be a lot of babies. So a bottle brush, when you make them. The equivalent of a bottle brush to wash dishes, if it's like a bottle brush, well, you take the bottle brush too? You maybe won't be happy. You take a bottle brush and you wash the dishes with a bottle brush, that's all for your mouth. Otherwise, it's a shower. We'll have to stop here. Tomorrow, continue. Shabbat Shalom.